This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from CSUN 2025, and I'm with the gentlemen at WeWalk. Just introduce yourselves, gents, for our listeners, and then we'll talk all about the WeWalk version 2.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Alfonso from WeWalk. I am the growth manager.
Excellent. Growth manager. I've not heard that one before, Joe. That's a great one.
Hello, everyone. This is Kürşat Ceylan speaking. I'm co-founder of WeWalk, and I'm blind from birth. I'm super happy to joining your podcast.
Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, we have spoken previously on RNIB Connect Radio about WeWalk, and of course, you're leading the way when it comes to smart cane technology. So why don't you just talk us through what has happened in the last year since you launched the WeWalk 2?
Yes, last year we launched WeWalk Smart Cane 2, and we had pre-order periods, and we have started to ship our products just 2 months ago. You know, we for the last 1 year we were in pre-order stage, and right now we are officially in the market, and also we developed our product more and more, and even tomorrow we will talk about our another product designed and developed for O&M instructors.
Wow, okay, well, just hang fire on the new product. Just remind listeners who are perhaps not familiar of the kind of the unique points about the WeWalk 2. What is special about WeWalk 2? Maybe listeners maybe had a little try of WeWalk a few years ago. It's changed quite a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking, and I will pass to Joe to answer this question.
Yeah, of course, I'm happy to take that question. So the Smart Cane is our latest release. Our first one was released about 4 years ago. We listened to feedback from the community, and we've improved it significantly. So one of the main changes is its form factor. It's much slimmer, much sleeker compared to the prior version. It's very similar to a traditional cane. So I just want you to imagine a traditional cane, but we've chopped off the handle and we've replaced it with technology. Technology such as a compass that allows you to be able to get accurate turn-by-turn navigation. There's built-in buttons into it as well. So you, basically what you do is you pair it up to your smartphone via Bluetooth. And then once you do that, you'll be able to explore timetables for nearby public transit options. You'll be able to find popular points of interest such as restaurants, cafes, and museums. And you'll even be able to navigate to those places all directly from your cane. It has built-in speakers that allows you to get audio output. So you can also hook up your Bluetooth headset, bone conducting headset, and get directions directly from those. And then with the built-in buttons, you can do things such as access the voice assistant. So with a simple push of a button, you can ask questions such as take me to the closest cafes, and it'll list out all of the closest cafes around you. You can even ask questions such as tell me about RNIB or tell me about London, for example, and it'll output all of the information directly through the cane's speakers.
And what's the feedback been like? Kürşat there just said that you know, you've been on the market now for a couple of months. What are customers telling you?
Yeah, so far the reception has been very positive. Actually, we were at the Consumer Electronics Show back in January, and we won Engadget Awards for Best Invention of CES, just because people were quite impressed in terms of how we were integrating AI into the Smart Cane. People have also been quite impressed in terms of the form factor. In fact, there's been some times where people have accidentally taken our Smart Cane instead of their traditional cane while stopping by our booth, forgetting that it's our Smart Cane just because of how similar they are to one another. They also just love the fact that everything is self-contained in one single cane, as opposed to having to switch between different apps. So for example, if you need to navigate somewhere, if you need to find popular points of interest, you might have to switch between different apps. With our cane, you can place your phone in your pocket and you can access all of those features directly from your cane. So people love just being able to do that directly from the Smart Cane too.
One of the things that I was quite pleased about, you had listened to the feedback from those of us in the UK where it rains quite a lot, and you had worked on a solution to that problem of going out in wet weather.
Ah, yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Dave. So this second generation is waterproof, weatherproof, so you can use it out in the rain or in the snow. And what's nice too is there's a sensor feature on it as well. So if you are using it outdoors, it'll detect head level obstacles such as tree branches, stop signs, anything that your traditional cane may not be able to detect. And you'll be able to get audio as well as haptic feedback. So for example, as you're approaching a tree branch, when it detects it, you'll feel that haptic feedback on the cane, or if you have it set to audio mode, you'll hear a beep, 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 beep to let you know to avoid that obstacle. And CoreShot is demonstrating it right now, and you can hear that beep to let you know that there's an obstacle up ahead. So we're trying to keep that head level area safe. Anything below your head, you still need your traditional cane skills to detect.
So for our blind listeners curious to know more about the WeWalk 2, how do we learn more? What's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Yes, so you can go on our website at www.wewalk.io. Again, that's www.wewalk.io.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Joe and Kushat from WeWalk. That's wewalk.io. Thank you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.